From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China says it will begin enforcing a ban on North Korean imports of coal, iron ore, and seafood Tuesday. That follows the most recent UN Security Council resolution sanctioning Pyongyang over its banned nuclear and missile programs. Tufts University analyst Sung Hyun Lee, however, doesn't think Beijing's announcement amounts to much.
Even if China were to cut down on the import of seafood from North Korea or iron and iron ore, I don't think we'll see any change in North Korean behavior anytime soon.
Monday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he would watch the actions of the U.S. before ordering the launch of missiles into waters near the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis vowed Monday to take out any missile headed for that territory. In Colombia, Vice President Mike Pence said the U.S. policy has, of necessity, changed.
President Trump made it clear early this year that the era of strategic patience is over. The United States is putting all options on the table. We're marshaling the support of our allies in the region, as well as China, in unprecedented ways to isolate North Korea economically and diplomatically.
Mattis joined Secretary of State Rex Tillerson calling for a diplomatic solution to the crisis. Writing in the Wall Street Journal, they called on China to take this unparalleled opportunity to exert its influence over Pyongyang. More than 300 are known dead and hundreds more have been made homeless after heavy rains caused flooding and mudslides at inundated Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone.
We know that the rain will come for a long time.
The deputy chief medical director of Connaught Hospital said the rains lasted a long time and people have built unregulated homes on hillsides. Mudslides and flooding are often aggravated by deforestation and poor town planning.